A scary story out of southern Ukraine today. Two universities hit during missile strikes. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, it seems like every day we're hearing more about the Russians hitting civilian targets.
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon. I'm still speaking to you from the Carpathian Mountains. Yes, this continues. I mean, yesterday we had the horrible attack on civilians where at least two children were killed in Vinnytsia. And then this morning, the city of Mykolaiv, which is a frontline city between Odessa and the occupied lands of Kherson, two universities were hit. Also, the city of Nikopol, from which I've spoken to you a few times, that's a city right across the Dnieper River from Russian-occupied territory and the largest nuclear plant in Europe. And for the second time this week, Russian multiple launch rocket systems have hit that city. And this is very different from having an airstrike. When you are hit from artillery in your city, there's no warning whatsoever. So there's a new reign of terror in that city in southern Ukraine. And some good news from Bakhmut, another place from which I spoke to you last month. Ukrainians seem to have fired successfully upon a Russian munitions depot in the occupied territory of Luhansk. So there is some good offensive work happening, although British intelligence suggests that city of Bakhmut is probably the next target for Russian occupation.
Also troubling, that Polish deputy speaker that we were talking about earlier this week, the one who led your delegation in Lviv, had her office in Warsaw ransacked. What was that all about?
Yeah, it's hard to know. It's what it's about. One of my Polish sources says you need to know that there has been a lot of disturbances in Poland recently, hate speeches, attempts to destabilize the government. And so it's something very important to watch because we know that Putin and his team have always been chess players. That woman, the deputy marshal of the Polish parliament, Małgorzata Gosiewska, she has long time been an opponent of Putin. In 2010, her former husband was killed in the plane crash over Russian soil that mysteriously wiped out much of the Polish. The Polish president was on that plane, much of the military and religious leadership of the country, and they all were killed in that plane crash. And she'd been married to a member of that delegation. And in 2014, after Russia responded to Ukraine's revolution, the peaceful revolution of dignity, by taking the Crimean Peninsula and parts of Donbass, this woman, the deputy marshal of Poland, she led an investigation into Russian war crimes and anti-Ukrainian genocidal efforts in the Donbass region. And so she's long been an opponent of Russia, a very brave woman. I was also reminded with that attack on Vinnytsia yesterday, a native son of that town, Colonel Maxim Shapoval, was a leader of Ukrainian intelligence. And like the deputy marshal of Poland, he had been investigating Russian war crimes in the lands that Moscow had occupied since 2014 in eastern Ukraine. In 2017, at the age of 38, Russian agents killed him in a car bomb attack in Kyiv. And so Russians really, it seems they really don't want people to know the truth of what has been happening since 2014 in the Donbass.
That is frightening. Joseph, for you and the people you're living around, is the weekend any different from any other day?
No, I mean, especially in the first months of the war, there was no difference whatsoever. As some kind of normalcy returns a bit, I mean, people realize you have to be strong. You have to take rest. So a little bit, but not really. And for example, yesterday, not long after I was speaking with you, I asked a woman in the coffee shop, I said, in Ukrainian, I said, how are you? And the answer to her question was Vinnytsia. All she could say was the name of the city where that horrible attack happened yesterday. And so really, and here we are, many hundreds of miles away from there. It's like a long nightmare, and you just find a way to manage it.
People around here want to show their support, and I forgot to do this a couple minutes ago, but we'll give away another Ukrainian flag to caller 5 right now, 312-981-7200 for that. After your story yesterday, Joseph, about your visit to the White House, we had a number of people emailing us and texting us questions, wondering how you happen to have a friend in the White House and how you've been traveling for a couple of years, and how do you make a living as an American living in Ukraine? You want to answer any of that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, right now I'm not, I'm volunteering since this all began, but I started my career quite early on. I worked for the Weekly Standard magazine, and then I became protege to the chairman of Fox News. and saw what life was like behind the curtain of power, and I had to get out of there. So I escaped. I did various other things. In fact, I even managed a Irish-Ukrainian gypsy folk punk band for a year based in Washington and Philadelphia, unrelated to why I'm here. It's just a strange narrative. Very strange. And then a few years ago, a film studio in Hollywood bought some of the rights to my story about my escape from Fox News, and they made a TV show starring Russell Crowe and a few other people. And someone was playing me in that show. And
The loudest voice, yeah.
The royalties from that, and the loudest voice, yes. And I set off to travel the world, and so that's how I am where I am today, I suppose.
Jeannie from Hoffman Estates is the winner of the flag, courtesy WGN Flag Company, and I know you appreciate Jeannie showing her support, don't you, Joseph?
Jeannie, yes, and every time you see those are the colors of blue and yellow, you know, it's in Ukraine, that represents so much of the country. The yellow is the endless fields, and the blue is the blue skies like we have today. But also, it's the colors of freedom. Yeah.
I hope you can enjoy a little R&R over the weekend. We'll talk Monday, Joseph. Stay safe.
Thank you, Bob.